99.7 JX, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So, kind of a big weekend, kicking it off with the fact that tomorrow starts fall. So today's the last day of summer. Not that we were all, like, still into our summer sort of mindset. I think once you kind of roll past Labor Day, it's like, all right, we're kind of getting into fall.
You go back to school and it felt like, okay, it's fall now because we're in school.
Yeah, there's going to be a full moon next week. The harvest moon will occur early in the morning on September 29th. So some definite fall stuff happening here in the next week or so. Tonight it is the St. X Trinity game at LNN Stadium. So big rivalry here in Louisville, the high school sports. Tomorrow you've got the Wildcats, which are undefeated, taking on the Commodores there at about noon. And then U of L, Boston College, 3:30 game at LNN Stadium there. U of L undefeated. So,
look at that.
I know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look forward to. And then, you know, gosh, Louder Than Life kicked off last night. The Foo Fighters. I saw several people. I didn't go. Did you go?
No, I did not go.
I saw several people who posted on their stories, you know, them listening to the Foo Fighters and Weezer. I mean, they were all in attendance there last night. So, yeah, good night last night there at Louder Than Life. Of course, that festival rolls all weekend. You got the Nulu Fest happening this weekend. So, yeah, I mean, there's some stuff happening.
Things going on.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about being bored this weekend. You got anything fun planned this weekend, by the way?
Let's see. No. I'm literally looking like maybe 5 minutes in front of me at this point. And then later I'll be like, all right, what do we have on tap? We have a couple of birthday parties. I have to get some gifts. That's about it.
So are you the one that's in charge of getting the gifts?
Yes. Listen, I'm in charge of making sure that we get the teachers' birthday gifts. We sign up for taking the lunches. We get the kids' birthday party gifts. I'm in charge of taking them and coordinate. Yeah, I do all that.
Do you coordinate adult gifts too? Like for
mostly.
Like getting gifts, you know, like from maybe your husband for someone or something like that.
Unless it's like, you know, it's golf oriented. I'm letting my husband take care of that.
Well, I will say that my wife does a majority of the gift buying. So yeah. If it's from me, more than likely it was purchased and thought up by my wife.
Yeah.
So if you ever get any sort of gift from me, it was probably from actually my wife, because more than likely she's the one who actually handed it to me and said, "Here, so and so's birthday is today," or
"This is for this person," or "Here, it's from you."
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, thanks.
You spent a long time picking it out. Yeah.
You're the best.
Great job.
I know that is my life in a nutshell. All right, so this morning, got a lot of stuff to get to. I did find under the cushions of our couch a pair of Jonas Brothers tickets, so we'll hook you up with a pair of those.
That's a fun place to find stuff.
Yeah, you know, I need to start looking under there more often, but we've got those tickets to give away this morning. The concert is Tuesday there in Lexington, so you can win those tickets here this morning or on 99.7 DJX. Was this an accident or on purpose? It's Setting the Bar story, which, Kelly, this segment of the show is all about what?
A little life lessons, a situation we hope you don't find yourself in. What not to do?
Yeah. The Housing Association doesn't really find the humor in this. This is kind of when a Setting the Bar story meets a stupid fact of the day. So you ready to learn a little, too?
Okay.
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without erecting solar panels to spell the word penis on rooftops, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Who's in charge of the project?
Now, to be fair, the owner of the house where the solar panels on this Dutch rooftop spell the word L-U-L, lol, which is a common term for the... Yep.
Oh.
And they're in the Netherlands. So there you go.
Did not know that.
Exactly. That's your little stupid fact of the day. The word lull, L-U-L, is a common term referring to that area of the body, right? So the owner of the house, to be fair, says the shape, the L-U-L, was not intentional, and it ended up that way due to the skylights that were kind of getting in the way on top of the roof.
Oh, okay. Nah. So, innocent mistake.
Innocent mistake, yes, but there are helicopters that have been flying in this neighborhood.
Oh, no.
A photo of the rooftop. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I'd like to see a photo of the rooftop. Well, sure. Absolutely. We'll send you tweet out a photo of the rooftop because, I mean, again, hashtag learning on that. So, yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see a picture of the aforementioned lull.
Now, listen, you're going to be like, you're expecting to see one thing, but it's just kind of like a word spell out. So it's not going to be super offensive to us, but to the Dutch, that's like,
well,
no.
Maybe not to the Dutch, but at least to the housing association.
Yeah, the Dutch council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, all in all, I am not happy and I don't see the humor.
Got it. Okay. But the rest of us, now that we know the meeting, we're like...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you take your calculator when you were in fifth grade.
Yes.
And you typed 8008 and you're like...
It says boob.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like that. So,
I know. Or you turn it upside down, it says poop.
Oh, that was what, 9009?
Yeah.
Yeah, not 8008, but 9009, you can
exactly.
Do that. Yeah, 100%.
Or six is 6006, right? And you can turn it upside down.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be fascinated with doing
there
all
was
that.
Also
like, start
eight,
spelling letters.
Well, there was also 8008135, which was boobies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, all right.
See?
Same it doesn't look like that on my phone calculator, though.
Same type of humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Same type of humor is what we're talking about. So, yeah, if you want to see the pic, at Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out for you there. But again, a little stupid fact of the day, which I didn't know.
Learning.
I didn't know L-U-L, lol. So if you're ever going to Sweden or the Netherlands or something like that, you'll know that that actually refers to the male anatomy.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Good to know.
So, yeah. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without erecting those solar panels to spell that word on rooftops, then you're doing okay.
You could say installing. You could say installing solar panels.
That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. So there's a podcast that does this segment called Normal Nah. I thought it was kind of funny. So people kind of submit things that they do that they think are normal. And then, you know, it's up for discussion as to, maybe that isn't so normal. Maybe that's more unique to you. So, for example, like one of them, sleeping like you're in a cocoon.
Sleeping like you're in a cocoon?
Head covered, blankets wrapped around like a sleeping bag, face covered except for your nose and mouth.
Okay, I would probably say that got a lot of gnaws.
What about for you?
I mean, no, I will sleep with the covers like over my nose, but it's not like I would say cocoon like.
So
my nose just gets cold.
So my wife and I are typically on different spectrums of the covers. She likes the room really cold. Now I can always like put hoodie and stuff on. But I would say, yeah, I think I'm kind of in between. I do kind of sleep like I'm in a cocoon. My head isn't covered, though. Like, I can't sleep with my head covered.
Okay, well, that kind of makes it the cocoon, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. All right, so I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not. All right, here's another one. Washing my toothbrush before I use it.
Washing the toothbrush? Like, with what?
I guess water.
Okay. All right, well, I've seen some people, like, just wet it down. But if you're, like, using some sort of cleanser, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole washing part makes me question.
Yeah, we need to define washing.
That, because I would say nah. But, I mean, what about the very first time you use it?
I think, do we not assume that it's super clean, ready to go?
I mean, we assume it.
I don't know if I've ever, like, tried to clean it other than wetting it down.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do wet it before I put the... I mean, the proper order is you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, then you wet it again, then you brush your teeth.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the order that is accepted by society. So if,
now,
if it's anything
unless you're
other
dry
that,
brushing,
then...
I've heard a lot of dentists say dry brushing is good.
Yeah, my dad's a dentist. I mean, well, my dad said literally, you don't need toothpaste per se to brush your teeth.
You don't need toothpaste, really?
Yeah, I mean, just if you brush your teeth, I mean, the motion of the brush on your teeth, that's the good part.
Oh, I thought you said you don't need water, you just need toothpaste.
No, no, mostly the toothpaste is there just to like make your breath smell good.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, normal or nah? Enjoying the smell of your partner's farts.
Oh, wow. See, I would say your own before your partner's. Because isn't it something like you can handle your own stench a little bit better than anybody else's?
All of it. This person said, every time my partner farts, I swear I breathe in deeper just to get him inside of me.
Wow, that's love. That is a deep level of love.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny. I would say if you asked any member of my family that, they'd say, nah. No, not normal. Now, I can appreciate the smell of someone else's. I mean, like...
You can appreciate it?
Yeah. And now I'm not saying like a stranger's. That's weird. But maybe a family member and be like, ah, well done.
So you can marinate in it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean,
fine?
I can appreciate the smell. Like one of my, you know, daughters does something like that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, you're proud of her.
I'm like, yeah, that's well done. You know, because one... They obviously feel comfortable enough wherever we are to be able to do that sort of thing. So that's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
And you know, they probably feel better. Here's the thing. In our house, it's more like belches. I'm usually marveling because every single member of my family, except for me, can create the most amazing earth-shattering come from the tip of your toenails belches. And I've never been able to do that. And I'm always kind of fascinated that they have the ability.
Well, maybe you can change your diet and maybe join
them next
time.
No, I'm not setting it as a goal.
All right, we don't have to do many more. I just want to get to one more. Do you sit down? I sit down in the shower to relax.
No. I mean, I know there's a lot of, and we have a shower seat, but we've never actually, I don't think, sat down on it. It just mostly used to hold stuff and put my leg up when I'm shaving.
Yeah, I have outside of a hotel, I've never had a bathroom that had a shower with a seat in the actual shower.
I mean, it feels luxurious when you do, but I don't think I've ever actually used it as a seat.
So if I'm sitting down in the shower, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done that. Like, you know, after a night of drinking and you wake up way too early and you're like,
you just got to take a minute. Standing is just too much at that point.
Standing is too much. You just kind of sit down and let the water just kind of flow on you. Yeah,
I've been there, but that's not a regular occurrence.
No,
like,
I feel
like normally you're in there, you're getting things done, you're getting out.
All right, so there you go. There's a few normal or nah. Maybe we'll revisit it some other time on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, you're aware of the YouTube series Hot Ones, right?
Yes.
The famous scene from Hot Ones. Okay, well, for those of you who don't know, it is a YouTube series. It's fantastic where celebrities are answering interview questions while eating stages of hot wings from most mild at 1 to 10, where it's the hottest, right?
Yeah, and they get progressively more difficult to try to get through without, like, crying.
Yeah, and one of the most iconic scenes was from our own Jennifer Lawrence when, you know, revealing that, okay, this one's even going to be hotter, she says...
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
She's just so pure, and she's just crying.
You can hear the fear.
Like, yes, I know, it's just fantastic. So NSYNC, they went on Hot Ones, and
which again just leads more fuel to the fire that something else is happening other than just one song. Something else has got to be.
But in the whole, you know, interview process and things like that, we find out the whole you know, meme of it's going to be May, it's going to be me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be May.
It's iconic, yes.
Right, right, that. And you know, there was a TikTok that just went around that Justin Timberlake stitched and kind of poked fun at it.
What's a word you pronounced incorrectly one time and it still haunts you to this day?
Me.
Yeah, so Justin is aware.
We know what he meant.
Justin is aware.
Yes.
So anyways, it turns out that we found out on that show that the guys who wrote this song, newsflash, NSYNC didn't write It's Gonna Be Me, were Swedish. And when they heard Justin sing Me, they told him, no, it's May. So he just did what he was told.
They just liked the sound of that better.
I don't know if it was just that's how they wanted it pronounced, or that's how they pronounced the word May in Sweden. You know, me, May, you know, maybe that's
maybe
that's like the way that they hear that word. And so that's when they were writing it. That's what they heard in their, you know, head. And you know, when they were writing it, they were like, no, you're pronouncing it to me instead of. The
it's gonna be May.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and exactly. So Justin's like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And there was kind of a funny moment. And he was like, you know, I did it the way they requested. And that's what made the record. And I knew one day they were going to invent this thing called memes. You know, of course.
And I would become one.
Of course. Right. On April 30th, every single year, you see the Justin.
I would rear my ugly head again.
Yep. You see the Justin Timberlake. It's gonna be May. Memes floating around. So anyways, you can check out that episode of Hot Ones. It is out now on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, group therapy. And look, Dylan rolls in. He's kind of asking, hey, this seems weird to me. Is it weird to you? And is it a weird enough thing that it's a deal breaker?
Okay, so we have to try to figure that out. On a scale of deal breakers, how high is it?
Yeah, so we'll get into group therapy coming up here next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Dylan said, hey, Ben and Kelly, tell me if you think I'm nuts or if this is crazy.
All right.
I'm dating someone who kisses her guy friends on the mouth, hello and goodbye. I'm 26. I've never experienced this before.
Okay.
It isn't her culture. She's from Iowa.
Okay.
I let her know that's a hard boundary for me.
All right.
It's hard because I don't want to be a controlling boyfriend, but I don't like it. And I know for a fact a couple of the guys are people she's hooked up with.
Oh.
She does do it with girls, too. I think it's odd, but that doesn't bother me as much. I realize it might seem unfair, but I'm just being honest. Am I insecure? Maybe.
Mm.
She told me she would try, but she's done it forever. Well, it's been 2 months. And she hasn't slowed down at all. And now her friends act a bit differently toward me. I think she told them. It seems like she doesn't care about my feelings. I'd like to think if she told me something that was a hard boundary, I'd do my best to make changes.
Yeah.
So is this worth breaking up over? What do you guys think?
Yeah, it is a little bit weird, I think.
Yeah, I think the whole, you know, if they do like little kisses on the cheek, I think that's different. But we're kissing on the mouth. Hello and goodbye.
Is it a? I think I would have to see what the kiss was. Is it just a little peck, or is it a like full second? You know, like one Mississippi.
I don't think that matters. It's contact with someone else's mouth, with yours.
Well, did he say that
when you try to play devil's advocate?
I try, but I'm like, are the people not liking it?
I can't it seem bothered. To tell.
Okay,
but I would find it odd if somebody did that to me.
All right.
Like, if you and I started kissing hello and goodbye, that'd be strange, right? It'd be strange.
Yeah, that'd be strange. Okay, let's take kissing out of it. Let's just assume that maybe she, hits people on the arm as a way to greet them and a way to say goodbye.
I don't think that he'd have that big of a trouble with it. It's the kissing part he has a problem with because it's too intimate.
Well, I'm, yeah.
Yeah, there really isn't any other way to paint it. Like, well, it would be okay if it was just like a little handshake hug.
Yeah, but
a lot of people hug goodbye, but the kissing part is just too intimate, I think.
Is it a reason to break up?
That's the tough part, because again, he is saying it's her lack of effort of trying, you know, she's just ignoring his feelings. He's been very clear about that's a boundary. Like, I don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
That should be reserved for me. And she's completely ignoring that he said that to her.
Yeah, I get that.
And so that's a huge red flag too. Like, what else is she going to ignore his feelings about if bigger things come up in the relationship?
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories, especially if you are a kisser. Like, you know, you...
Yes, if you do that, please, we need your argument.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to hear more about that. And maybe we can help Dylan out here on 997EJX Group Therapy. So yeah, go ahead and comment at Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or... talking kissing. Dylan, a little freaked out that his girlfriend kisses people hello and kisses people goodbye.
And she's from Iowa, so it's not a culture thing?
Yeah, yeah, not a culture thing. And so he's kind of wondering, hey, I've already told her, like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's a hard boundary. I don't like it. Please stop. Because some of the guys that she does it to, they used to hook up.
Yeah, they've been exes.
Yes.
So that's a little bit more of a just a friendly acquaintance at that point, apparently. So anyways, yeah, what do you think? 502-795-1997. Jessica's like, it's one of those things that could be on that normal or nah list. And it would be a resounding nah for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's odd, but I think the bigger red flag is that she's not willing to change it, knowing it bothers him.
Absolutely. A lot of people pointing to that. The fact that you were pretty clear about the fact that you didn't want her to do it and she's ignoring that is, I think, an indication of, okay, what else is she going to ignore about your feelings down the road? That's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. April said, I have a few friends like this too. Mm. They're married and so am I. Our friend group thinks nothing of this. It's not a romantic thing. It's just a simple, I love you and I'm happy to see you. Glad we got to spend time together kind of thing. I grew up in a family where we kissed on the lips, hello or goodbye. I don't think you have anything to worry about here.
Yeah.
So April's like, okay, not a big deal.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I would say my family is, I mean, we kiss on the lips, but it's just our family. That little group, it doesn't branch out
to friends and stuff.
To friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Amby says, I think it's weird for adults to kiss on the mouth if they aren't intimate with them. And gross, no offense to anyone, but germs are freaking real.
All right. And then Chris had texted in and was like, hey, 100% a good reason to break up. What's next? Sorry, babe, but my guy friends and I always greet each other by smacking each other's butt. Seriously, though, the disregard for your feelings is a huge deal. So, yeah, I think that is the biggest.
Yeah, people are hanging on that.
That's the biggest part. It's like he's not able to, she's not able to at least say, all right, I understand that doesn't sit well with you, so maybe I will just shake hands or hugs.
Or do some hugs. Hugs are good. Hugs. Now, Tori says you could start kissing all of her girlfriends hello and goodbye. See how that's received.
Now, Haley says, I feel like if she did that before they started dating, then he should have been aware and not take it so personally. Like, is it something that just started?
Oh, I mean, that's a good point. It sounds like she's always done it.
Yeah.
Don't know, but that is a really good point. Like, if he knew that going in.
Right.
Or maybe he just thought that she would tone that down once they were officially dating.
Yeah, and David texted in and said the same thing. Did she kiss him goodbye when they first met, but they weren't dating yet? And maybe that's a thing where, you know, Dylan, you were like, oh, yeah, she must really like me because she kissed me goodbye.
Maybe. Points a finger to the fact that a kiss, like, means a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The bottom line is he told her he's uncomfortable. She's ignoring that. That's the biggest issue here.
Is it a big enough red flag to end things? I'm going to say no, but you definitely need to at least get, like, make her understand that this is a nah for me, bro. You know?
Right. Yes. We revisit that conversation and say, listen, the biggest problem I have is, like, I've told you that this matters to me and you're ignoring that. So that makes me feel like You're not hearing me, and you're going to just kind of continue doing what you want despite how I feel about whatever it is.
All right. Then if she still continues to do that and is like, no, I mean, that's my thing, then maybe it's – then you got to just determine yourself, well, how big of a hurdle is this for you in your relationship?
Exactly. I mean, she could agree to compromise and like, all right, I won't kiss the dudes.
Yeah.
But, you know, my girlfriends, all everybody else, fair game, because he said he didn't have that big of a deal with that.
Right.
It's the dudes that she used to date.
All right. Yeah, so there's some options there for you, Dylan. Good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. Randomly, I happened to check under the cushions of our couch here in the 99.7 EJX Studios, which, by the way, if you have ever been inside of, well, anybody who has... an office and a, like a communal couch in that office. If couches could talk.
What?
Anyways.
What are you saying,
so
sir?
I happened to look underneath the cushions and I found a pair of Jonas Brothers tickets. So we're going to give those away because the concert is on Tuesday here on 99.7 DJX. So figured it would be a fun little opportunity. Is this Samantha?
It is.
Hi, Samantha. Samantha's calling us from Fern Creek. She has brown hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is a stay-at-home mom, and has been married for 13 years.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Samantha, you are a stay-at-home mom, so I could imagine that the couch that you have at home, you could probably look under the cushions of that couch and find some fun little things, right?
Oh, probably.
She's like, it's better if I just don't look.
You know, and now
we just don't go there.
Yeah, you just don't go there.
And I get it, me too.
Yeah, and so I happen to find, you know, these tickets under the couch cushions here at the radio station, which, man, I'll tell you. I alluded to the fact that I know from personal experience that there were some things that happened on this couch. This is a brand new couch at our radio station. So,
I was going to say, so, it's like, we haven't had it long.
Well,
what's
Kelly,
happening?
So that doesn't mean nothing's happened on it.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, there are plenty of people in this radio station.
I'm going to start, listen, there's not that many people on staff. We can start naming people right now.
So, hey, Samantha, so a dirty little secret in the radio station industry is that the couches, mm-hmm. is that the couches that happen to be in the radio stations, is always one of those things where you're just like, well, don't sit on that couch too long.
OMG.
I mean,
ours is still clean.
You think?
Christine, yes,
Kelly, you don't know.
Yes. No, I'm
just because
sure.
You don't have any sort of carnal knowledge about the couch.
I'm confident people are respecting the couch. They're respecting it.
Oh, Samantha.
They're just doing their shows in the studio and that's it.
Because, you know, I mean, you think, you know, you have so many people in and out of the radio station. Sometimes there are artists, there are rock stars. There's...
Benji, she doesn't want to hear about any of this. She just wants the tickets. What are you talking about?
You just don't know what's going to go on there.
Yeah, you just don't know. That's all. Anything can happen, right? Anything can happen.
Anything.
It's like a box of chocolates. You just never know.
Are we done?
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, we're playing a game. All right.
See, you get so off track.
Well, I felt like Samantha and I, we had a good connection, and I felt like, you know, we could talk about things like this.
Things on couches? Okay.
Samantha, hey, look.
I'm so sorry, Samantha.
Look, you're a stay-at-home mom. You know things happen on that couch other than sitting.
They do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. She gets it.
All right.
Yes. All right, anyways. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, explain how the game works.
Okay, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I drank dish soap and spent the entire next day on the toilet.
Ooh. All right, note to self, don't drink dish soap.
Oh, gosh.
Got it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think?
I'm thinking little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly.
I'll agree.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
So I was a little kid.
Yes. Nice start.
Good job.
Yes.
All right, little kid, you're one for one.
And like the soap, my mom had smelled like cinnamon rolls, and I didn't think anything of it, apparently. And story goes that, like, we didn't leave the house the entire next day because, well, I needed to be close to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, wow. Well, when it smells like cinnamon soap, I get it. Like, that must be delicious.
I know. Well, and even just the curiosity that you'd have. You're like,
it smells like it. What does it taste
like,
though?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Because I have like pumpkin spice or like, you know, that pumpkin spice flavored, not flavored, scented, scented dish soap too. So I could understand.
Yeah. Well, right. Don't taste it.
All right, Samantha, you're
don't taste it.
Yeah. You're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I cooked a box of crayons in the microwave.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Samantha, do you have boys or girls?
I actually have two girls and a boy.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say. That,
so yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah. Maybe that is something that happened in your house. Who knows?
Good.
All right. So what do you think? Little kid, drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I kind of agree because I feel like the obvious answer is a little kid not knowing you can't cook crayons.
All right.
So I'm going to do drunk adult too.
All right. Both of you
I'm going with you on that.
Drunk adult. Okay.
I was a little kid.
Oh, it was the obvious answer. Dang it.
It was a little kid, yep.
I was trying to make my own paint, and I thought putting crayons in the microwave would achieve this. I didn't use any type of plate, so all the crayons, like, melted in the actual microwave, ruining it. So my mom was really hardcore, and she made me eat some of the melted crayons as a punishment, and it was awful.
Oh, that took a sharp left turn. Okay, the person kind of thinking it's kind of a genius plan when you think about it. She just didn't execute it well, but
made her eat some of the crayons.
Oh, wow. You want to cook crayons? Fine. This is your dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, all right. Last one, Samantha. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got detained by the police because I was jump roping naked on the side of the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, jump roping naked on the side of the road, got detained.
That's got to be drunk adult.
Got to be drunk adult.
It has to be.
All right, both
it
of you
saying
to be. Drunk adult.
Yes.
Naked jump roping.
Believe it or not, I was a drunk adult.
Okay.
Believe it or
drunk
not.
Drunk adult. I know you're shocked by that.
No, shocking. I might have been drunk when I was naked jump roping and got detained by the police.
I was drinking like I did back in my college days. Blacked out. Then I don't know how it happened. I started jump roping in the street, stark naked.
Wow.
Didn't get arrested, though.
All right. Well,
okay.
That's good.
That's good.
All right. Hey, Samantha, you've been a delight, and you've been pretty talented at this game, too. So congratulations. You win.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what? Sometimes the couch that you don't speak about produces some good stuff.
All right, back to the couch.
Don't go near the couch.
Yeah, that's right. You know when? We're gonna email you the tickets, but you know if you had to come to the radio station to pick them up, I would gladly show you that couch.
You can see the couch.
Oh, that's fun. All right, well here, hang on, Samantha. We're gonna get a little bit more information from you. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Ain't a problem. Hang on.
You have such a talent. For just making everything 16 ways of awkward. I really applaud you for that. That is.
Ah, thank you, Kelly.
You have a talent.
I appreciate that.
A talent and consistency. All right, we need more stories. So here's what we do. You send us a little voice note of you. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So Travis Kelce has now spoken about his... Or the shot that he threw to Taylor Swift, you know, they have been rumored to be buddy-buddy, to be friends.
I threw it out there. I threw the ball in her court. And, you know, I told her, I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock a stage in Arrowhead and see which one's a little more lit. So we'll see what happens in the near future.
Yeah, of course, he's talking about Arrowhead Stadium, which is the stadium there at Kansas City.
Yeah, where he plays. And then, of course, her tour stop. Came there, and he did try to, back in July, give her a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it, but failed because she wasn't seeing anybody before or after the show to save her voice and all the stuff. So that was the first time he shot a shot. But he said he was really kind of astonished at how much how the story kind of grew legs and it's just kind of grown from there.
It really has. So we'll see what happens with that, obviously, and 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
I mean, this is kind of playing out like a movie. So the understudy of a Broadway play, Michaela Renfro, she is the understudy for Jasmine in Aladdin on Broadway. Pretty big show.
Yes.
So she was in the middle of an eight-hour flight back from her Italian vacation when she gets a text message saying, hey, what's your ETA? We're going to need you to suit up as Jasmine tonight. And so she was like, I have no idea if I'm going to be able to make it on time. I'm going to have to deplane, get through customs, get luggage, fight traffic, get in costume, hair, makeup. Kind of seemed impossible until she asked the flight attendant a question.
I asked the flight attendant if I could possibly get off the plane first.
This was the strategy. They changed gates to get her closer to customs and escorted her through. But this was the biggie. The pilot arranged for her own magic carpet, a helicopter, to get her to the city, cutting a 90-minute trip to just 7 minutes. Michaela took the subway to Broadway. She made it in just the nick of time. And how sweet is this? The flight attendant, Leisha Richardson, made it to the show to cheer on her new friend. For Michaela, it was a whole new world.
Wow.
Oh, how cute is that?
Yeah, that is
flight attendant comes to the show. She gets there nick of time. I mean, man, they pulled some strings and orchestrated some things. All while he's flying a plane.
That is crazy.
I know, right? I mean, yeah. Look at all the things that they put together. Like, got her a helicopter, 7 minute trip versus 90 minutes.
All right.
Crazy. You can see the whole story. It's pretty cool. WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Think about your weird fashion mistakes. Things maybe you look back on, you thought were cool at one point, and now you're like, So I don't know if this trend, quote, and I use that in quotes, trend, is brilliant or just very weird. So this, quote, new friend, this new trend is adding a fake belly button to...
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Adding a fake belly button a few inches above your real one to make your legs look longer.
Why?
So you can actually purchase these sheets. That is like a temporary tattoo. You can even get them at Walmart. But you can purchase these sheets of like belly button... temporary tattoos, and if you leave your stomach exposed, like if you like those kind of halter top midriff
crop tops,
sure, if you leave your stomach exposed but cover your real belly button with like some high-waisted sweats or like high-waisted shorts or pants or something like that,
tattoo on and make a fake one and make it look like your belly button's higher than it is.
Yes, and it creates a pretty convincing optical illusion.
Oh my gosh, now that I see a picture of what you're talking about, it works, but this is still dumb. Like, why? Don't do it.
It's one of those fashion, quote, trends that are happening in some part of the world, and they're getting enough attention that, you know, it's now kind of a thing. And Walmart is even selling these.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
I have not. Where do they sell them? I guess maybe cosmetics?
Website.
Oh, on the website. Okay.
Yeah, the website.
But you haven't seen them in the stores yet. Has anybody done this?
Well, I don't know.
I was today years old when I learned about it, but I'm just wondering if anybody listening is like, yep, I tried it. It looks good.
So what I would like to know, because I don't think we're going to get anybody that... has actually tried the fake belly button thing.
Yeah, no, that's a little too bizarre, I think.
I want to know what your weird... Because I think probably in 10 years we'll look back at that and go, remember when people were putting fake belly buttons on their navel?
I'm looking at that now saying that. That's weird. I'm calling it weird now.
Okay, well, anyways, it's a thing now. So I'm saying in, you know, a few years we'll look back and go, wow, can't believe people were doing that.
Uh-huh. I'm saying that now, though. I'm ahead of the curve.
So, you know, what was your fashion mistake? So you said you had three of them.
I have three. So back in college, I believe it was a thing where girls were wearing men's ties. And I literally had to try to figure out how to tie a tie because that was the fashion. And then vests. I remember wearing vests, looking back, not really super cute.
Okay.
Yeah, like men's like suit vests.
Yeah, like a three-piece suit.
Yes.
Where you'd have the vest that would be under the jacket.
Yes.
You're just wearing that. Right.
Yes, and stirrup pants. Stirrup pants with suspenders. That was middle school.
But so like stirrup pants, that was so they stayed in your, they stayed close to your ankle, right?
Yes.
And they didn't like hike up.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was, I just wore them with tennis shoes. So it's just had the strap that goes around your foot there. And yeah, and then suspenders were kind of a big thing too. So they were like knit, like stirrup pants with the suspenders. Oh, not a good look. It was an unfortunate time for fashion back in the 80s.
I look back at some of my, quote, fashion mistakes, and I had a thing for parachute pants.
MC Hammer. Thanks to Hammer.
I was all about parachute pants. Nylon, like nylon-y type pants.
Yeah, but the really, really droopy crotch, like very baggy.
The ones that I liked didn't have the droopy, like crotch.
Oh, they weren't full MC Hammer?
No. I didn't go full MC Hammer. These had the zippers in the side, and I thought they were super cool. Uh-huh. Looking back on that, though, at this point, I could be like, I could probably rock those again.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me you have a pair.
No, not at all.
Oh, dang it.
Angel said, for about 2 years in high school, I tried or pinned scarves around my waist every single day.
Tied scarves? Like as a belt?
Pinned scarves.
Yeah, tied or pinned, yes.
Yeah, tied or pinned scarves around my waist every single day. Always over pants. Sometimes they looked like sarongs. Most of the time, though, it was just a mini skirt with a tail. Again, gotcha. A sheer pattern mini skirt with a tail worn over pants.
Okay, so it wasn't to the side, like the tail's in the back. That is weird.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
We're not shaming people for their weird fashion choices from back in the day.
We were a victim of the times.
A victim. Jacqueline said Avril Lavigne started the vest with a tie trend.
I was trying to figure out where that came from. Thanks, Avril.
Yeah, I had some too, but it was high school for me, LOL.
That's great.
Shaq said, I went full crisscross and wore my pants backwards. You know what? You're not alone. I remember, I didn't do it, but I remember there were people in my school that did that wore.
Really?
Yes, wore their jeans backwards.
That's hilarious. That was kind of one of those things where I just kind of thought they just did that. Nobody else really followed that trend. But no, all right, great. They were trendsetters.
Yeah, 100%. The backwards newsboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
The backwards newsboy hat. Yeah, kind of those fashion mistakes.
I feel like that still kind of lives today, right? Doesn't it?
Maybe. I think Jacqueline says I double layered rib tank tops for years.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, they were kind of thin. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I get it.
Blake said I sagged my pants with basketball shorts underneath as makeshift boxer shorts in high school.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I remember that look.
Yeah. The basketball shorts underneath the pants, just so you could show people I could ball whenever.
Absolutely.
I am never not ready to ball.
If a game finds me, I'm ready to go.
I know, right? Beth said, I also never had long charm necklaces like that were trendy back in my younger days. So I would make my own custom necklaces by just linking multiple plain chain necklaces. Different metals, different kinds of links. I didn't care. And threading them through the O-ring of a keychain.
Oh, wow.
And using the keychain as a charm. Hideous. And I would wear like four at a time. Love it.
This is fantastic.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Kelly, I was guilty of that. Kelly from Crescent Hill, not Kelly K. She says, remember the double, triple popped polo shirt look?
Oh, yes.
Where you would wear like two polo shirts and you pop the collar on them.
Yep.
I did.
Never did that, but I remember seeing guys mostly do that.
I did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, we all popped the collars when we had polos, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't just wear the collar down. You had to pop the collar.
I think that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I have tweeted out, you can see the disposable fake belly button stickers.
I'm not on board.
I'm not on board with that. And Kelly show.
I do not sign off on that.
I don't subscribe to that trend on Twitter. And anyways, if you want to divulge your weird fashion mistakes, 502-795-1997. We can have a little fun with this. We're talking about the fashion kind of mistakes that you made. There are some like temporary tattoos or stickers of belly buttons that you can get that you can put on above your real belly button, but it will give the optical illusion that you have longer legs than you actually do.
I mean, it looks impressive, but still, I'm like, don't do that. That's
yeah. Crazy. So we were just like, hey, so what sort of like fashion thing, looking back, were you like embarrassed about? Crystal says tight rolled pants. Crystal,
oh,
I don't think those ever went away. I still see really those. Didn't. I still see those around now.
Yeah, I rocked that too.
Yeah. Catherine said, how has no one mentioned the legged pants of the 80s and early 90s? Kelly said those, right?
The yes.
Those?
They were stirrup pants.
Yeah, yeah, the stirrup pants. Right.
Yeah, yeah, rock those. Junior high, baby.
Yeah. Laura.
I actually wore the Flavor Flav big clock.
Wow.
That's bold.
I was in middle school, and it was hot pink.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a picture? I need to see a picture.
No. I'm so glad I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably best that you don't. Laura, thank you.
I do have a picture of my ties at some place. I do. Oh, goodness.
That's funny. Dina said, I had the IOU shirts, and they were the heat-activated shirts.
Heat-activated?
Do you remember those?
No.
Where if someone put hands on somewhere on your shirt, it would like change colors.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a color-changing shirt, right?
Such technology.
So people put hands, and you know, it's like...
Yes, we know where they put the hands.
Try to put hands right there on your chest. That's great.
That's probably why they're not around anymore. They're like, oh, yeah, that went sideways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right. Velour jumpsuits and the swishy ones from the 90s. Jacqueline, yes.
Yeah. Angie, 100% we remember that. The jelly shoes, I remember my daughters, man, they rocked jelly shoes for a long part of their childhood. They loved them. Absolutely loved them.
And they haven't gone away. I've seen them in stores.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyways, we could have some fun with this. If you want to continue texting or whatever, you can. 502-795-1997.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Now, Kelly, how confident do you feel?
I feel like I've got some good ones.
All right, good enough for me. Losers go first. Who was that?
I think that was me.
That was...
Was that me? I think that was me.
I think that was you.
So I think that was me.
Losers go first. That would be you, Kelly K. You laugh, you lose. Let's roll.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I ordered a book called How to Scam People.
Oh, yeah?
It was under the For Smart People category.
Oh, okay.
After 5 months, I still haven't received it.
Ah, rats.
Maybe the sender forgot about it.
Probably. You know, Kelly, I'm worried.
Yeah.
You know, our HR rep here at work wants me to sign up for the company's 401k.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no way I can run that far.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, maybe like a 5K or a 10K, 401k, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, that sounds far.
She's pestered me about it for years.
Okay, but you might want to look into it further.
Nope. No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My cell phone accidentally took a 10-minute video of my shoes yesterday.
Oh.
It was some pretty good footage.
Oh. So you've never heard the story about the three holes in the ground?
I have not heard the story about the three holes in the ground.
Well.
Ah, yes. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards.
Oh.
I said, why not?
Got it. My pudgy parrot died today, Kelly.
Oh, no, not the pudgy parrot.
My pudgy parrot died.
Yeah.
My pudgy parrot, Polly.
Oh, Pudgy Parrot Polly. Got it.
Yeah, sad news, but it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, bet it is. Because Pudgy. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Just found out Bruce Lee had a vegetarian brother.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Mmm. Delicious, dipped in ranch.
Yes.
You know, my boss refers to problems as opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So apparently I've caused dozens and dozens of opportunities.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. What a positive spin. Hey, Benji, Dad's down at the car dealership looking at potential choices. Cargo space? He asked the salesman.
Uh-huh.
Salesman says, car no do that. Cargo road.
Not space.
Right.
We're not there yet.
Nope.
You know, it's been 6 months since I joined the gym. No progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to go there in person to see what's really going on.
Right. That's actually my next joke. I'm going to take that off.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird that jobs don't want to see pictures of you partying on the weekend. They should be like, dang, she blacked out on Sunday and is still at work. Hire her. She's dedicated.
This is true. Another positive spin about the work.
Perspective. Yes.
Environment.
Perspective.
Yeah. You know, Kelly, I saw a commercial on late night television that said, forget everything you know about slip covers. So I did. It was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to tell me about slip covers. I didn't know what the heck they were.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could tag my dog in dog memes.
Hmm.
And then say, that's you. Oh. They didn't like
took
that
took offense to that.
They did.
Took offense.
They left the room on that one.
You know, I said to my wife, your underwear is much too tight and revealing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, well, wear your own then.
Yeah. You should probably start wearing your own. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't, though, because they're just so comfortable. Sorry, am I saying too much?
A little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Picked up a hitchhiker last night.
Uh-huh.
He said, how do you know I'm not a serial killer?
Uh-huh.
I said, chances of two serial killers in one car is astronomical.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Good job, Kelly. Way to get
Thank
back
you.
On the horse.
That's right.
Two serial killers? Are you serious?
I mean, are you kidding me? That never happened.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? So deathy. All
right. There you go. The trophy's yours, Kelly.
Thank you.
Congrats.
She's beautiful.
99.7 DJ Ack. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, crossing fingers that the Olivia Rodrigo tickets are not as big a debacle as the Taylor Swift tickets were, but I do know there were people that were waiting in a queue to try to pre-order those tickets yesterday, and they were like, you know, 2,000th in line and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can win those tickets with us. Details in a sec. Feel good.
Okay, so this is just pure toddler excitement. The sound of the giggling of this little one who is having the best day ever at the grocery store, sitting in the cart with his Uncle Steve, who just gives him a little push. Do it again. Do it again, Uncle Steve.
That is cute.
I mean, better than any amusement park ride. Just take the toddler to the grocery store, put him in the cart, give him a little shove, and whee!
I love it.
Super cute. See the video, WDJX.com.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I mean, we get trying to give your child a unique name so they kind of, you know, they stand out and, you know, it's something unique to them for the rest of their life, right?
Are we talking about Elon Musk?
No. Well,
okay.
I mean, it's kind of in that arena,
it's in that
though.
Lane? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your baby Meth Rules, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me tell you why. It's not because they necessarily think methamphetamines rule.
What else could they mean?
There was a journalist who legally named her third child Methamphetamine Rules to test the naming regulations in Australia.
Oh, so it was like, oh, let's see if we can get this pushed through and approved.
Well,
kind of a thing.
She said, we thought we would submit the most outrageous name we could think of, assuming it would get rejected.
And then they're like, nope, sounds good.
Yep, it went through. So now they are working on changing the name.
Well, yeah, you have to be like, okay, oopsie, my bad.
But listen, the original name will always be on the record.
Oh, no. So if that poor child one day maybe were to, like, run for office and they start doing some digging, they're going to find this? This is what they're going to find.
I mean, I would imagine, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that is...
I mean, this is why it's a set of the bar story, all right?
Okay, you know what? But, okay. Why did they care, though? I mean...
Maybe she was doing a story.
Rolling the dice,
yep,
big time with their child, and their child is just the innocent bystander and now going to have this stain on their record for their entire life. That's unfortunate.
All right, so there you go. I mean, who knows, maybe in the future names will just run out and people will start naming their kids after drugs and inanimate objects.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not.
All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. This would have been a different show if one of us was named that one. It's Kelly K and Meth Rules on 99.7 DJX. There's a quote trend, and I don't even want to call it a trend, but it's getting some attention, at least on social media, of these stickers, these belly button stickers and temporary tattoos that people are buying and putting on their stomachs above their real belly button just to give the appearance that they have longer legs because they'll cover up with, like, pants.
Yeah, they're wearing, original, like, high-waisted pants and then putting the belly button sticker above that, making it look like their legs are longer, which is just, if you call it a trend, that means a lot of people are doing it. And I refuse to think that.
So we were asking, you know, what sort of fashion trend are you now looking back on going, oh, okay, maybe that wasn't interesting. As I thought it was. Friendship pins and bracelets.
Oh, listen, no, that was a thing. I did that all the time. We exchanged them and listened.
Are we talking about the beads on those safety pins?
Yes, and you put those on
your shoes. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, that was the thing to do. It was super cute. I will say that's not a bad idea because, listen, Taylor Swift brought back the whole friendship bracelets thing. That
friendship
is a thing
bracelets.
Now.
Yeah, friendship bracelets are back.
Kids swap them, and yeah, I think that's awesome.
Angie said the rubber band bracelet we would wear all the way up the arms in different colors. And Coca-Cola. I don't know. Coca-Cola. Oh, what does that mean?
Coca-Cola clothes. You remember Coca-Cola clothes?
No.
Like the rugbies with the Coca-Cola logo on the front of it? Actually, part of my home ec grade, a project in my home ec class, I had to make a sweatsuit.
Okay.
And it had the Coca-Cola logo on the front of the sweatshirt.
Man,
they had a whole bunch of merch.
That is the sign of a ubiquitous brand when you're making your way to just clothing like that.
People are wearing the Coca-Cola brand clothing. Yeah, they wore that a lot. There was a lot of it.
Bethany said, when I lived in head-to-toe roll-on body glitter for all of seventh grade.
Oh, heck yeah, because you speckle. That was amazing.
Oh, good stuff there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, like looking back on some of those choices going, yeah, you know what? It was a rough year.
Bring back the neon of the 80s. Super cute.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Tomorrow starts fall. We started the show with, there was a bunch of stuff happening this weekend. You know, you got Louder Than Life all weekend. You've got the Nulu Fest that's happening. You got Trinity St. X tonight as far as football goes. You got UofL, a home game for UofL, Boston College, and you got Kentucky in action tomorrow as well. So lots of sports and sports and sports and sports and sports.
Well, yeah, and you know what? We've had the fall decor rocking for a few weeks, and my husband informed me last night he's ready to whip out Halloween.
Well, I will say that I was dropping off my nephew in the Highlands, and on their block, they had a huge Halloween display already front and center. And this was, you know, probably 4 or 5 days ago. So,
okay. I did drive by one, you know, like the really tall skeletons.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Yeah.
Saw one of those yesterday. So, yeah, okay. So maybe it's time to, but I loved I fall in love with the decor when you bring it out for the holiday. And then I realize we just have a severe lack of anything when there's not a holiday coming up or a season to decorate for.
Oh, yeah.
So we need, it's just,
yeah, I mean, we kind of go through like the seasonal phases and stuff like that. But yeah, it is definite fall action tomorrow. It begins officially. So I am in nothing but hoodies from here on out.
There it is.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, you always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Anything else, Kelly?
No, just a couple of things to check up on the website. Again, you got to watch the Hot Ones episode with NSYNC.
Yeah.
Some fun facts in there. Travis Kelce finally talking about the Taylor Swift rumors. And the whole Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner thing is still getting ugly. So
yeah, she's suing him.
She's suing him for the kids' passports.
Yeah, yeah, wants to move them back.
He's all like, that's not necessary. Why you got to be all like in court about it?
Yeah, well,
so yeah, read all about it.
That there's some behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know about. So
exactly. WDJX.com for all that stuff.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.